Seeing something clearly is, by definition, an original act.
That was former IU faculty member Roger Mitchell, who will have his ninth book of poetry, Half Mask, published this spring by Akron University Press. I welcome you, Roger, as my guest today on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. I'm eager to hear your original acts.
Thank you, Jenny. We are recording on September 11th, and I would like to read a poem that I wrote just a matter of days after that event, and then put away, thinking, no, this doesn't work. This is terrible and bad. But I got it out a few years later, and somebody published it. It's called After the Towers Melted. It may have been blasphemous, even cruel, but someone wrote poetry after the Great Plague. Others wrote in the midst of it, dying. It was written in the trenches in France. Scott wrote it at the South Pole. During the Chicago fire, the Blitz, somewhere in the cellars of Dresden, on the tilted deck of the Titanic, someone scribbled a last thought, held tight to a burning image. As we do, the two nameless strangers leaping 80 floors hand in hand. Hiroshima did not escape this blight of perception, nor did Rwanda. The ovens at Birkenau were rank with it. Everywhere great suffering reaches into our lives, poetry arrives with its wan smile and rumpled clothes, its useless gestures, which it knows to be useless. Like a drooling old grandmother, like a crow in the middle of the road, it tells us what we already know. Nothing surpasses the afternoon, or the wind urging these clumsy branches toward the future, wherever that is. This poem is called Erasable Ride. The clouds go by, like the wind does, and slide around, making themselves into shapes you've never seen before, and won't again. Shapes that never hold still. What does? It's a complete and completely erasable ride we're on. The wind spackles the surface of the lake, though in certain places it lies flat, as though a treaty had been reached between wind and water, brokered by gravity. But then the next, I won't say last, pennant, tacked to the mast, is one white gull flashing across the treetops down at the water's edge, and the wind stroking the dust-gray undersides of the leaves, and in the distance whole mountains, and somewhere out of sight below, a loon calling and calling, filling its role in the opera with a keen wailing. I can't imagine as fast as the wren, but I can whistle. The universe listens, oddly. And here's Every Now and Then. Every now and then, I don't know where I am, so I look out the window. The sky is a color I can't recall the word for. The snow, is this possible? Seems glad. The trees manage their affairs by being trees. I envy them sometimes. We grow away from whatever life we had, which is the life we have.
You've been listening to poems by Roger Mitchell on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.